Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we are, the United States is open to regimes that want to reach out and try to have live in peace with the rest of the world. But when you have people in the streets of their country, as we do in Tehran, and it's clear that the large numbers of people want to have a change of the regime that oppresses them, well, then you operate with that circumstance and try to help the people who are for freedom. In North Korea, there are not a lot of people who are out trying to change that government. And while we oppose tyranny like that, our options are totally different with North Korea than they are with Tehran. Well, we should definitely be condemning the tyranny that exists in North Korea. In North Korea, however, you do not have an active resistance movement. I wish we did. There was one that we could be supporting, but they are in Tehran. You have a repressive government, and there are people, lots of people, who would like to replace that with a more democratic and less, and not a, a religious fanatic based government. So those are two different ways of different challenges we have, and we have to basically try to have the best policies we can with what we're offered them.